turns out. He was sacrificing himself for his art. Like when George Orwell went to fight in the Spanish Civil War. Only funnier. Now James is a successful comedian on our televisions, he has less free time. And while I'm delighted for him and his success, I do worry this means the scrapes will dry up. Please remember, each time you laugh at him on Mock the Week, another scrape has been averted. Still, maybe that's for the best. How much punishment can one man take? Points in this book, James's life reads like the script from Final Destination. Thank God he made it through in one piece. Finally, I would like to take this opportunity to say I was innocent of any involvement in cabbaging James, and I will be contacting my lawyers.
Introduction. When I was a baby, I urinated into my own mouth. I don't remember doing it, but my mother told me it happened, and she has no reason to lie. As far as I can gather, I was lying on my back, naked, and I somehow managed it. To be honest, I'd rather not go into the details. Now, the reason I'm telling you this is so that straight out the gate, you know who I am and where I came from. This is how my life began and more or less how it continued for many, many years. This book is essentially the tale of a man repeatedly urinating into his own mouth. Pleased to meet you. I should first of all point out that I'd never referred to these events as scrapes until 2012 when my friend Josh Widdicombe got his own radio show and would invite me on each week to share a story